live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Monday. Let's not make it manic. Let's make it just relaxing and nice. It's President's Day. It's a holiday for a lot of people. Not me and producer Craig, but that's okay. We're here. We've got a lot to talk about. And I would like to start off with, first of all, saying happy belated birthday to both President Washington and President Lincoln. Ah, the good old days. You can go out on the streets with pictures of President Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson. I mean, all the biggies, all the greats. And people don't even recognize them. They don't even know who they are. That's pretty sad. Because, again, it goes back to, if you forget history, that's just another way of erasing it, don't you think? And then other people can rewrite it. That's not good. That's not good at all. So take a minute, maybe, when you're not car shopping, mattress shopping, or looking for that great deal wherever. I mean, honestly, how sad is that? That two of the greatest men in history have been boiled down to mattress and car sales. Hey, it's Washington's birthday. It's President's Day. Oh, yeah, that's that big sale that's going on. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah. Take a moment if you can. Sit down with the kids, sit down with your friends, family, whomever. And talk just a little bit about history. Because it is bound to repeat itself. It has already, numerous times. So happy President's Day. Please remember them and what they fought for. President Washington fighting the British to help us actually become and start the nation that we used to be. President Lincoln for believing that all men should be free. Yeah, people bring up, you know, oh, it was an economy. It was a turf war over cotton, and it was all about money. It's always all about money. Even for us to become the nation that we are. Washington, don't you remember? Hello? The whole taxation thing? Sending money back to Europe? Back to the Brits? It's always about money and power. And the reason I say the nation that we used to be, and the reason I get in trouble every time I say we already are a socialist country, it just hasn't been named that yet because, well, there's that little, we're standing on the edge of a cliff. And we just need that full government control to push us over. Federal government control. I mean, you look at the cities and the counties and the states, and they already enact things that go against your freedoms. And we keep allowing them to do that. That's pretty bad. That's pretty sad. So this is where we dig in our heels. We put our foot down, we dig in our heels, and say no more. I know that our president, whom I love and pray for from the bottom of my heart, all of my heart, says some inappropriate things. We all say inappropriate things. He's still a man. I get very nervous when people try to put others on this pedestal where they're infallible and perfect and the decorum, and that just, look at what you got with the grooming of Obama. You got nothing. With President Trump, with all his Trumpiness, you get things done. Wouldn't you rather have somebody who, I don't know, is talking guy talk and says something that is actually true? Hate to tell you that, prudes. But there are women out there who will, you know, basically do anything and let you do anything to advance themselves or be with powerful people. So would you rather have a president that is just himself and be honest? Or would you rather have a president that says, oh, racially charged things like all of the crime happens in all of these areas? I can just copy off the description, black males between 16 and 25. They're all the criminals and the murderers. Would you rather have a president that says, I can teach anyone how to be a farmer? One, dig a hole. Two, put a seed in. Three, put dirt on top. Four, add some water. Five, up comes corn. The skill for information technology is completely different. You need more gray matter. Who do you think said that? Michael Bloomberg. Somebody trying to buy his way into the whole process of becoming the president of the United States. And now considering that he might have Hillary Clinton as a running mate? Rather suspicious, don't you think? Or do they think that we're just that stupid? That the higher echelon, the higher ups, those people with money and power, were sitting around the table saying, hey, Mike, why don't you buy your way in and then take Hillary along for the ride? If he's stupid enough to do that, well, just like Epstein, he didn't commit suicide. Just saying. Sometimes the future is right there in front of you. And I think that's what gets me the most about Democrats or elected representatives who represent the Democrat side of the parties. And that is how utterly stupid they believe we are. How utterly stupid. Hate to tell you this, Mike, but it takes a lot more to be a farmer than just digging a hole and putting in some seeds and watering it. It takes knowledge of the soil. It takes the determination to actually get up and do physical hard labor, something you would know nothing about. Knowing about the bugs and the weather. Again, it's really disappointing that there is an entire class of people out there who want to govern this country. No, it's more they want to rule this country, that believe we are just utterly stupid. They need to stop and take a look in the mirror. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 if you'd like to give a call in, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll get back to some of your emails coming up, and I have a little thank you to send out in the next segment coming up here on The Monica Jay Show.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in today. Love to hear from you on this Monday. But let's get it all started with some really great news. And that is, already hundreds of signatures have been collected to recall Governor Sisolak. Barney Wadley joins us right now on The Monica Jay Show to tell us we're started. It's going. It's already been the weekend of collecting signatures to recall Governor Sisolak. Barney, this is the best time to be a Nevadan.
Things got off to a little bit of a bumpy start on the 15th, morning of the 15th, but they're beginning to straighten out and fly smooth now. We have been collecting signatures, and we have a lot of signatures already in the books, and we're looking for more.
So, Barney, a little bit of the confusion was because the letter of intent was filed on Friday. Well, people started showing up Friday to sign petitions. And it's like, no, you got to give them 24 hours. That's why we kept saying Saturday morning, Saturday morning. But the drive is to get more locations for people just to stop by and be able to sign the location or be able to sign the petition at a kind of, I don't know, storefront or a standard location where they can show up. But really, people just have to go to fightfornevada.com, and all of the counties are listed there.
Yes. It's www.fightfornevada.com, and you can click on petition signing and then scroll down to your county, and the locations will be listed right there. We are adding more and more locations daily, especially in the Washoe County area. John and Kelly are doing a good job up there, hustling up more locations and putting the petitions out. Be patient. We are, as we add locations to it. Sometimes the petitions are not getting there as fast as the people. So as we add locations.
That's actually good, Barney. That means people want to sign.
Yes, it is. In fact, we just added a couple locations in Lyon County in Dayton area. We are going to be at the Carson Armory in Mound House. The area between the Valero Station and our park, that's right there on Highway 50, makes it nice and convenient. And I am sitting right now in front of the Dayton Library. And these are going to be permanent locations in the Dayton area. Washoe, Kelly, and John are putting in some permanent locations in the Reno and Sparks areas for people to come sign.
Kind of like Juggernaut Arms and Sparks Black Rifle.
Yes, yes. And I understand that Sparks Black Rifle hasn't got their petitions yet. John or Kelly will be delivering those to them very shortly. So those will be. We also have people in the North Valleys that are going to be collecting signatures up there. So just go to the website and click on petition signing and scroll down to your particular county, and that's it. Now, Battleborn in Carson City has six petitions down there for the six different counties. So if you are from Washoe or Douglas or Story, Lyon, Churchill, Carson, you can go in and see Christy or Jim at Battleborn, and you're more than welcome to go in there and sign the petition. It doesn't matter which county you're from.
You just have to make sure you're signed the right county. But that's also something that you've made it convenient for on the website, Barney, is a lot of the just regular businesses, you have their phone numbers. So if you're questioning whether or not they have, you know, like Elko Spine and Rehab, their phone number's right here. Call them. Say,
yes.
Do you have the petition? You know, before you head down. I know we all get excited, but you know, it's something that this is just day one, day two, day three now. So
yes, yes. I was having breakfast this morning at the cafe called Roadrunner here in Dayton, and I had several people come up to me and sign the petition right there in the restaurant. So there's a lot of us that are carrying the petitions with them. You will see them wearing their Fight for Nevada shirts, or their little blue and white badge that says Fight for Nevada, Recall Sisolak, and has their name on it. Feel free to stop these people on the street or any place else and just jump right in and sign the petition. We need all of the petitions we can get signed.
Yep. I have my little black bag, and I'm carrying all the ones I have with me. I believe I have six of them as well. So,
yes, you do.
I'm going to so many different locations that I just have to keep them with me. So, Barney, thank you so much to you and the team for putting this together. And countdown begins. So we have 87 days now. We have to make sure this happens for Nevada.
Yes, we do. We have to make Nevada survive.
FightForNevada.com, and that's for F-O-R, FightForNevada.com. Recall Governor Sisolak. Barney Wadley, thank you so much to you and the team, and you know you're always welcome to call in and give updates.
Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Barney. So here's my thank you. So Saturday night, I went to the Carson City Republican Group's Lincoln Day dinner at Casino Fandango, and it was amazing. The silent auction items, the crowd, it was the biggest I had ever seen. And the speaker just wowed everybody. All of the speakers, we laughed. We got, it was awesome. Thought, gosh, what could top this? And then last night, I went to the Douglas County Lincoln and Reagan dinner. And it was just as or even more awesome at the Carson Valley Inn. It just, and their guest speaker, David J. Harris Jr., you need to look him up. He's going to be a regular on the show. I just know it because what he had to say and how he brought people together. It was really beautiful. Michael McDonald, the chairman of the Republican Party for Nevada, when he was speaking. It's like, yeah, the Republicans are a family, and sometimes we don't all get along, but you know what? When you push against our family members, we push back. And that's what we're all doing right now is we are pushing back. We can still have our arguments. We can still have our disagreements. But right now for President Trump and for getting more Republicans elected to continue to fight for Nevada, we're pushing back and I've got my eye on the prize for this year that we are going to win. Just keep it in your heart. We are going to win. We'll be back with your comments. I've got some email messages here I need to get to. And your comments, if you want to do it live, at 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Not just here in Reno or Carson City, it's for everybody in Northern Nevada. 884-9910. Let's jump on the phone lines real quick. Neil wants to talk about history. Hey, Neil.
Hi. I heard on some other news thing, I heard about Roosevelt, and what do you take on this? He saved football to be a prohibition of football back in the when he was president, and what do you say about his take on football and when he ran for president under the Bull Moose Party? And he got shot, too, but his briefcase and his speech was actually covering everything, so it's his case for his glasses and everything. What do you say about all of that?
Well, Neil, I don't think that, you know, times have changed since then. First off, I don't think government should be involved in any type of sport whatsoever. And the NFL, you know, goodness love them. It's a great game. Love watching it. I've got my teams that I root for. Involved in it in kind of a roundabout way, but sports is something that can be supported on its own. You know, that's a billion-dollar industry now. I mean, it's just incredible. Government should have nothing to do with that. That's not what the government is about. The government is about protecting the citizens of the United States, protecting our borders. You know, it's just so incredible what we let our fingers, you know, get into, because we all have agendas. You know, I would love to see the government take more control of pets and animals and make animal abuse, you know, a total felony and get rid of these people. But you know what? That is not the government's responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility to give, you know, to get into China's treatment of animals, treatment of its people. That's not our country. We need to focus on our country. China, don't even get me started on China. And I know that's not the question you had, you know, with the Bull Moose Party, but we have to move forward for today's time and start pulling back all of these things. Roosevelt's, the Carters, the four regulations that all of these other presidents have put into place. Our current president is actually starting to pull back, getting rid of some of the restrictions, the regulations. And that's what we need to do. All of these regulations, that is not the government's responsibility. That responsibility needs to be given back to the states. The education system needs to be given back to the states. It really is incredible. And that's where I go back to, we're already pretty much a socialist country because the government has their fingers in everything. I get providing for those who can't provide for themselves. We have safety nets. We have Social Security that we put money into, hoping that that money is going to be there when we retire or if we need it. But the government controls it, so you can't rely on that. They use it for basically whatever they want. They tap into it. You have to take personal responsibility in everything. Everything. And hope that there is a nonprofit out there that is successful that will help you in the ways you need to be helped. Autism. Why is the government getting involved in autism? You have an autistic child. Okay. Find the resources around you or nearest you from the people who have found this group that they can pull together, create nonprofits, and go from there. Why does the government have to be involved that says, okay, we'll give more money to research for this disease, or we'll give more money to research for this, when you should be donating directly to what touches you? Nonprofits and not-for-profits, two different things. And they are billion-dollar agencies now. You'll notice that there aren't a whole lot of executive directors anymore. Titles have been changed to CEOs. Huh. What's that all about? It's because they're being run like corporations now. You hear about the Red Cross and the big offices and, yeah, you just pay for administration. Your money is going towards administration and bringing everything under one umbrella. Well, you know, I find it's a lot better when you have a lot of umbrellas. You cover a lot more people. Give the states back their own umbrellas. Make it easier for people to get in contact. It's a lot easier to get in contact with people in cities and counties and states than it is in the federal government. You just kind of get passed around. 884-9910, if you've got a comment. We've let the beast get out of control, and it's going to take all of us to tame it. Seriously. It's not just about draining the swamp. It's about draining swamps. Because they're everywhere. Why? Because people benefit from it. People now have careers in politics when it should be the career of your community. Having a good business that helps people. Why do you think so many people get so up in arms when there isn't a budget put in place or a spending plan and the federal government has to shut down? You or I say, so? They still get their money in the long run, and nothing seems to be affected when these guys are sent home. Why is that? Because our government has gotten so big that it's really not even needed. We need to start scaling back. And boy, I hope that's one of the things that Trump campaigns on, is scaling back the federal government. And when you hear politicians complaining about that, oh, you can't get rid of the Department of Education. Ask them why and wait for the answer. Because I would rather have the education, the health care, the security put back into the hands of the states where the citizens can control. The legal American citizens. There's a lot going on out there. You see states that are looking at granting driver's licenses for illegals. People are getting up in arms about it. Well, where were you when Sandoval did that here in Nevada? All for your safety. No, I would feel a lot safer if they didn't have driver's licenses and when they're pulled over and say, I don't have a driver's license. Then they can be hauled to jail and then hopefully deported. You know how I stand on that issue. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Kelly, what do you think about Joe Biden?
Oh, my gosh, Monica, I'm so grateful that you've asked. I got a Robo Joe telephone call last night after 8 o'clock inviting me to the junior high school down there in Reno because he can't even fill a Starbucks, let alone a junior high school. And my current landlord, and, you know, I've got their phone number over now, and they're a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, but they're like a Kennedy Democrat, you know, and he's wearing my State of Jefferson hoodie. And it's just a wonderful thing. And, you know, I wanted to tell your listeners, too, if you're young and you're a gal and you talk a lot, get a radio show and teach and tell the world, and you can do it. You can do it. If I can do it and Monica can do it, you can do it, sweetie.
You just have to keep sharing the information. You don't even have to have a radio show. Just talk.
Yes.
Kelly, thanks for the call. Hey, do you have a new nickname for Joe?
It is Robo Joe.
Robo Joe. I like that. Of course, with the number of followers he has, he could just make live calls and still have enough time in the day for everything else. So, Kelly, thanks. Thanks for the call. You have a great day. Yep. Pete, Joe, Bernie, Elizabeth, they're all coming to town on different days. And it's been kind of encouraging seeing the turnout that has been showing up, that I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that Nevada this year, when it comes to voting for the president, I have a feeling we're going to be a nice, strong red. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, while you're out doing stuff on your computer, why not log on to 991fmtalk.com? It's the Monica Jay Show. You can hear podcasts there. You can live stream the show if you need to on your computer. And you can have some fun and answer today's poll question. Will the Nevada caucus app be secure? Or will it fail like Iowa's? I don't know. Harry Reid puts a lot of money into this, I hear. So here's your options. Yes. Just yes. Yes, it'll work fine, but no one will believe the results anyway. Which we've already seen that. No. And then it's going to fail like everything else the Democrats do. This makes me nervous. I think this is just a testing ground of when or what Democrats can get away with. He said he wasn't going to do it, but that chairman in Iowa, yeah, he finally resigned. Got enough pressure there. I just hate how these, I just hate apps. School apps, voting apps. It's just, you never know what's going to happen when new stuff comes out. Words my husband lived by, because I love cars, love new cars, love going out and going to the car shows and just looking. And you never buy the first year model of something. Nope. You don't do it. They need to have time to work the kinks out, to work the bugs out. It's just like all the new phones and everything that come out. Oh, well, we missed this. So you got to do this upgrade. You got to do this patch. Like, seriously? Why don't you put something out that is tried and true and tested and you know is going to work? It's just incredible. I have been meaning to get this out since the very start of the show, and I am so glad that she is calling, because she can help me explain it and put it out there for you. Lands Bill 2020, which, by the way, you can log on to washorap.com. That's Washo Residence for Appropriate Planning, washorap.com. Where did Denise go? Did Denise just hang up? Okay, she's coming back after the top of the hour, because this is something that we need to talk about. If you think that we have too much going on in just the cities, that there's too much urban sprawl in the counties, well, wait until you hear about the Truckee Meadows Land Act Management, or Lands Management Act. You're going to want to find out more about this, and this week, there's a couple of meetings. So I want you to be ready for them. I'm going to give you the heads up now. You're invited to an open house. It's just a flat-out opportunity for you to come and learn about the Lands Bill. It's going to be at the Reno Sparks Convention Center tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. It's an open house, so you can go at 4, you can go at 5, you can go at 6. Open house. Just go in and find out more about the Lands Bill. Now, on Thursday, right back at the Reno Sparks Convention Center on South Virginia on Thursday from 4 to 7. It is a public input meeting. Okay? Public input. It's going to give you the opportunity to provide specific input on the lands bill. But until then, go to WashoeRap.com. Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. Because you know, 85% of Nevada is, well, government-owned land, including some right here in the Truckee Meadows. So, we will be back with more on the Monica Jay Show, including Denise coming up here.